Flight Gordon W2TTT. Start the TechNet in about a minute. Alright, good evening everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT. Before I get started, can someone just let me know if I'm making the repeater okay?
You're coming in, WU2West.
Hello, Randy. Welcome aboard. Okay. Very good. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, that's a good answer. Well, welcome everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. That is run weekly on a frequency of 146.955, the 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. Repeater is located in Alpine, New Jersey, uses a PL of 141.3, and has a an offset of minus 600 kilohertz. This net is a conversation. It's a conversation about amateur radio, computers, electronics, telecommunications, natural sciences that support the phenomena of our hobby, about what we do with our hobby. It's about what we, how we serve others and how we learn, about what we aspire to do, what we have done, we aspire never to do again. We all have a few of those stories, I'm sure. So, to check into this net, we do this call sign group order. And we're looking for your call sign, your name, and then we then indicate whether you have a question, a comment, a for sale, swap, or wanted item, a combination of those things, or none of the above. You might ask, why would I check in if it's a none of the above? Well, so that we can kind of tailor the net to your interests and generally known capabilities. Plus, we may actually call you upon you as a resource, because we may know something that didn't occur to you that we could ask you about, although we don't always do that. Don't panic. Don't use that as an excuse for not checking in, so don't get all worried. So with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with, let me do it better, W2S, what are your intentions, and good evening.
Thank you, WU2S. Randy here, Washington Township. I have a couple of comments.
Great, Randy. Thank you very much. Any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UMP, Pearl River, and I'm just listening.
W2SE, no traffic.
Sorry, W2SE. Okay, Bruce. Welcome aboard.
Whiskey 2, Norway, Portugal Radio, Hector, with a for sale item.
Okay, 1 second, Hector. Gotta do that to W2NPR. Sale item. Very good. Any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River, and just listening.
Okay, Jim, I got you, I thought, but okay. If I didn't, I apologize. Good. Any other whiskeys?
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Good evening, Sir Charles. Well, any other whiskeys? Okay, Alpha Stations, please. Okay, how about November's? Okay, well, here come the kilos.
KB2NLA.
Good evening, Chris. Welcome aboard. What are your intentions, sir?
Up until this point, just listening, but if we don't have a big crowd, we're going to have to start doing something.
Okay, very good. All right, any other kilos?
Gordon.
Station St. Gordon.
Well, I wanted to make sure I didn't double. KD2CBV, Kilo, Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Victor. It's from the East Village, you have Todd, Tango Oscar, Delta Delta, with Hanley, of course. I have a real quick comment. No question.
Kilo, Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Delta, Bravo, Victor, pardon me. Gotcha, Todd. Yeah, we got. We'll get you. Okay. Any other kilos? Okay. Any other kilos? Okay. Just as an aside, stations on Echolink. Okay. Nothing on Echolink. Just to be advised, gentlemen, if you are a member of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, you can use the Echolink. It's K2 Foxtrot Juliet Dash Lima. K2 Foxtrot Juliet Dash Lima. Are there other stations any call signs?
KC2 WDJ with a late check-in and a comment.
Okay, Walt, you're not late. We're just checking you in. How's you be real quick on a break? How is your foot?
It has turned multiple shades of purple, but it's feeling better, if that means anything. Thank you.
Okay, well, I've always been a colorful character. All right, I'm glad to hear it. That's good. Any other stations, any call sign group?
W2JE.
Get on. I kind of wonder if we're going to hear from you. Very good. Any other stations, any call signs? Okay, just have an announcement before we start. For those who are not aware, and I'm not exactly sure of the details, but our trustee, K2FJ, Jim, went in the hospital the other day for some form of surgery, 4 hours of surgery. I heard about undisclosed as to what it was. Although it's a secret, I just wasn't privy to what it was. And in any case, he came out of surgery fine. Will be in rehab shortly if he's not already. So just put him in your prayers if you would. Not only the trustee, but he is essentially the technical as well, and hopefully he recovers short order and gets back on his feet. Alrighty, are there any stations who know any details or wish to share any details on this matter? Please call K2BAR.
WA2UMP with a little more detail.
Mr. Jim, go for it.
I don't think it's any secret. Jim had open heart surgery. He had two heart valves replaced. He's progressing along, still in the hospital. I don't know when he'll be out, but you can send him an email or a card to his address. It always helps cheer people up.
Surely. Okay. Very good. Thanks for that. I didn't know what the nature of the surgery was, but yeah, two heart valves in 4 hours, that kind of makes sense. Alrighty, well, that's going to slow that boy down for a little bit anyway. Grand scheme of things, I'm sure that the right season of the year to do that, on the mend as the weather gets. Hope Rose is okay, too. I'm sure she is, but let me know. I'll let us all know, actually. All right, anything else from anybody on this subject? Jay?
W2JEK.
Ed on?
Yeah, I just came off the...
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you for that. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, actually, Don, since you have the ball, why don't you go with your report and your announcements. W2JEK, K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, Annette, W2J, getting everybody figuring out how to program this thing. I'm going to double two-point contest. I've used the handheld. Anyway, but the next test session we will have is going to be February 19th. That past Friday, we had a test session. We had one very interesting student. Story about license and passport. Now, a test fee, have a license and a copy of the license. License, you'll need your social RN number from the FCC. License, such as I found that fact in that W.
That's very good. Yeah, Joel does a good job in getting the kids ready and recommending that they come over for a test session. So that's great. That's super excellent. I think he looked at the calendar this year and noted that we weren't having a test session, so no holiday sessions, at least that party do here. I don't know about next year either, does that matter? Although Sunday helps. I mean, we might be able to do that because New Year's Eve is going to be a Saturday, so we might do a Friday class next year. Alrighty, anybody else have any questions for Don? Alrighty, very good. Mr. Hector, your ball, K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, W2NPR. Good evening, all. My for sale item is my QTH. Yes, my QTH is up for sale. Tower does stay with the QTH. I have a couple of opportunities that have been put into my direction, and either one I decide to take requires a little relocation. One of the opportunities is here locally, the other is in the Carolinas. So I'm not sure which one is going to take place just yet, but we'll know as time progresses. There's a website I put together for my house where you guys can have a look-see, read up about it, and you can contact me there with any questions or any offers or anything like that. To give you an idea where it is, I am 10 miles west of the George Washington Bridge, about a mile and a half south of Interstate 80, and probably, it's 5 miles north of Lyndhurst, which is near Route 3, so it's right near a lot of major highways, and that's the scoop. So I'm not going to tie it up here, but again, W2NPR.com. is the website. My call, whiskey2novemberpaparadio.com, and you can see all info on my QTH. Back to net, K2BAR, W2NPR.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Hector. Yeah, I looked at that site last week, and let me tell you, it was really nice. You know, your lot bigger than mine, and you have that garage that's detached and big and provides you with a big honking backyard that's, of which the garage is a piece, but it's outstanding. It really is. Very nicely done, and towers and your beautiful lot that tilts over. And you don't have to climb a tower to go do maintenance. Wonderful. Yep. Nicely done. House is neat as a pin. Many of us could take lessons for that, but it's all good. Anybody have any questions for Hector? Any last-minute things, Hector?
Nope. Other than the price, of course, is negotiable. And that's the story. My transceivers are not included. All of this gear I'm going to take with me. But the antenna rotator and the switch, of course, are going to remain. The radio room furniture will remain. All you got to do is bring your gear, hook it up, and off you go. So that's the scoop. W2NPR.com, and that's the info on the house. Any questions can be, you can contact me through the site, and or if you want to schedule time to see it, all our communications for that can be done through there. Thanks, Gordon, and everyone have a great night, and I'll be listening here on the net. K2BAR, W2NPR.
Now, let me also point out one other thing about the property that's kind of neat. It's in Hasbrook, here's the word, ready for it, Heights Point there. You might want to think about that. Not a lot in the near field that was your takeoff angle, HF and VHF. Alrighty, thank you, Hector. Let's see, Randy, it's your ball, W2S, K2BAR.
Thank you, Gordon. Good evening to everyone on the net. Ski Uniform 2 Sierra here with an Arden project update. Just earlier this week, we released a beta version of version 3.16.1 following on the heels of the stable release in December of 3.15.1. And in the beta version here, we've got some exciting new changes for mesh networking. The most important of which is an upgrade to implementing 802.11n networking, which means that the maximum data rate capability increases from 54 megabits per second, in the previous versions to as much as 130 megabits per second. Depending on conditions, and of course it takes full advantage of the ubiquity MIMO antenna capability. There's additional capabilities that are of interest to a lot of people, including being able to set and change the time zone and connect to an NTP server, decreased SSID beacon time, which will increase throughput, and the ability to implement latitude and longitude on each of your nodes and map it, including using a publicly available map server. And you can see all of the additional details on the Arden Project website at aredn.org. And I hope you will do that. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to Ned.
Yeah, I'm very, very good. Pretty exciting stuff, and the design improvements are pretty cool. And there's, you want to say anything about Daryl's little project?
Oh, which one? Daryl's got a number of interesting things going on. Is this the mapping one?
Yeah, you said it. I figured that's the one we probably should talk about.
Well, the mapping capability is really interesting. If you go out to the Arden.org website and look in the forums for recent content on mapping, you'll find all the information. But basically, you can do a couple of things with mapping your nodes, including uploading the latitude and longitude information to a publicly available web server, and thereby, using Google Maps, plot all of the nodes that have contributed this information on a Google Map, or you can download what's called a KML file and bring the same information into Google Earth and plot that out. I know for a fact that Daryl's working on even more enhancements to that, but at the moment it's functional, works really well, and plots out all of the contributed nodes on each of the four bands. And there's a different icon for 900 megahertz, 2.4 gigahertz, 5.8 gigahertz, and 3 gigahertz. And I should also note that in the last week, I've received my first shipment of 3 gigahertz gear, and I put one of them into operation here at WU2S, and I'll be putting more into operation in the near future. So I've got, at my test bed here, I've got all four bands operating pretty much continuously. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to Ned.
Thank you, Randy. That's awesome. Anybody have any questions for Randy? Hey, yeah, I've been burning the 315 stuff, and I've got to have to get a move on and load the 316 beta, and also get the tunnel back up and working. I have to talk to you about that too, because I changed the names of my list is and decide what to change. Because some will never come back as that ID, and some will or could maybe. I think I have three defined on you. Plus, I have a no IP now as well, so probably get that moving some point, but see how this weekend goes. Plus or minus Sunday afternoon stop for the Chills All-Star game, which will be kind of fun this year. It's an interesting format. Anyway, very good. Anybody else have any questions about mesh or specific part? All right, everybody. Very good. Last things, Randy, you want to add?
Just one other quick comment. I'm talking to you using my brand new Yaesu FTM400 XDR rig that I got a few weeks ago. Actually, I got in December at the Fairlawn auction from KJI, and finally put it into service a few days ago. And this is my first Yaesu rig, and I just have to tell everyone, I am completely blown away. This is probably the nicest rig I've ever owned. It's really an absolute honey to set up and to use. It's got a beautiful, detailed, colorful touchscreen setup controls. It really works like a charm. Of course, it operates on, you know, Yaesu Fusion, the C4 FM, but works fine in normal FM as well. And again, just after a few days of playing with it, it's probably the easiest to set up rig I've ever seen. So if anybody's looking for a new rig for UHF, VHF, I would commend this to anyone to at least check out. There's certainly one available at the Fair Lawn Club if anyone wants to come down and see that in operation, and I can explain some of the functions of that. So there's one handy. You don't actually have to buy one to see how it works. Anyway, just a honey of a rig. Thought everyone ought to know that I'm feeling pretty good about this. I know Carl, W2KBF, I believe he has one as well. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net.
Okay, on that note, by the way, on Tuesday night at, I think it's 9 o'clock, the Chestnut Ridge Club has a net here on this frequency, a C4FM net, so that in mind as well. Randy, I'm not using it right now. I mean, well, I am. I'm listening. I'm kind of monitoring myself, but I have one in the car and one in the shack at home as well of the F400. Work really, really well. If you want, I could probably forward to you my config file for that. The way I did it was I actually bought the aftermarket software, not the free download, but the one that costs a nominal amount of money. It works great. Very, very pleased with how it's performing, and no complaints whatsoever. I've been running APRS on the band most of the time, and that is my APRS squawker. In par, it's my call sign -2, and at home it's -1. Seems to work pretty well. There's a lot of collisions in this area. Go many hours before you get a clean packet through, so you need to think about that. And some conversations Carl and I had as recently as morning about possibly putting up a DigiP airlawn and maybe some of the local traffic. And ultimately get it working on with messaging as well. One other thing related to that, a couple of YouTube videos showing how to use a Windows tablet. I don't have the tablet with me right now, but anyway, the point is that Windows tablet and UL with running various RS. Is it 32 or CRS? Anyway, it works pretty well, and rocking is pretty good. I also went to really emphasize that their thoughts are not that you use the Fusion rooms, which are sort of like reflectors on D-Star, but actually they're actually going to actively support third-party software development, kind of beating on the boys in Japan to more than they are already. Pretty open. The other thing I wanted to mention... Another thing I wanted to mention was that this radio is really sensibly laid out in that it's got the digital side, digital and FM side on the band A, and the band B is analog only, but that's also where they decided to put the APRS stuff in there, so packet, and that really makes things nice. One side benefit, by the way, of buying the Windows tablet, which I bought mine at Best Buy, because it was a little upgraded CPU and stuff, was that I was also able to run Power SDR and got it working the other night at the kit night, with a Flex 1500. And so I'll be bringing it down to Fairlawn tomorrow night, and we can play with both the APRS and all. Pardon me, play with the APRS as well as the Power SDR. Really makes for a nice package all around. Any questions? All right. I have no more. Randy, any more for you?
That's about it, but I do want to take you up on your offer of sending me the config file that you have for the FDM 400, and I have the RT Systems third-party software here to program it as well, so I'd appreciate that. Back to net.
That's what I was struggling for the name for. Yeah, the other file name, the other program I couldn't think of. Yes. All right, very good. Are you going to be at Fairlawn tomorrow?
Yes, I will. I have to be there. I'm opening the club, so I should be there no later than 17:45.
As soon as I get done with my call at the end of the afternoon, I'm hoping to blow up the 5:30 call tomorrow. I'm actually going to make it clear that I'm not interested in that 5:30 call tomorrow. We'll go from there. All right. Hold on a second.
Hello.
Let's see. I think. Yeah. I'll definitely bring mine in. I'll bring you the file well, yeah, that's probably the easiest way to do it. I'll have it on the laptop. So I think it's already there. So, KD2CBV.
Hello?
No, pardon me. Yes, KD2CBV, Todd. It's your ball, KTBAR.
KD2CBV.
And it's my base ball.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a baseball fan. But, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I don't always get to the radio at the beginning, and by then I'm hearing interesting discussions and back and forth, and that's why I'll just listen a number of times. And I just want to say that I picked up a few tips and tricks from you guys, and I really appreciate this net. Problem is I don't know, things come up and I can't always get here in time, but I just wanted to let you guys know that, it's very interesting and I should check in more often but unfortunately reality or real life interferes with radio life sometimes. So, but I am here a lot more than you guys know and I appreciate all of you and, maybe one of these days I'll get out to one of those meetings. We'll see. But, of course, I need a ride from the train station. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate it. So, KD2CBV, back to net.
Very good, Todd. Very good. Is there a question you have? All right. Very good. Well, Todd, you get active on this stuff over time. It's kind of neat and all sorts of different technologies to play with and fun stuff. So. I encourage you to participate. One thing interesting about the fusion stuff, which I didn't realize, is that FM users of dual-mode repeaters, meaning FM and fusion repeaters, ones that support both, can use touchtone pads to select their way to the rooms or to, basically drive networking through touchtones, irrespective of whether they're analog or digital. So that's one nice advantage to it, so you can actually steer the thing a bit. So it's a lot of flexibility, just the network's not, grown out a little bit, or enough yet. But all right, very good. KC2WDJ, Walt, I think you're the last comment for the night, WK2BAR.
KC2WDJ, yeah, I just wanted to thank anybody who was at Kit Night, thank you for all your contacts, and I appreciated it.
Hey, no problem. A little ice, a little direction on simple things like, get him up and comfortable and let him get his bearings and stuff like that. I'm glad to hear that it's probably not broken, or if it is, it's a hairline. I think you can function. We were very concerned that you'd be out of pocket from that. That would be just unacceptable, as you know. Walter, I'm really glad that the table bit you, but you won.
Yeah, I'm glad I pulled through. I'm wondering if the several months worth of exercises probably helped me combat that. The way I look at it is not knowing for it, I was training.
Alrighty, very good. We were kind of chatting about, let me switch the subjects back to the other one for a second, Walter, but we're really glad that you're on the mend. But one thing that might be really interesting to think about, there's a Winlink way, WB2FTX, Hackett, and he's accessed by the WA2SNA digipeter on 145.01. But we're thinking that, for 145.39, might be good to have a bunch of nodes potentially share an iGate, but that are eventually mesh enabled, a one eye gate and then networking right, tie them together, or tie a single eye gate together with a bunch of receivers, get that, get those APRS packet positions onto the internet via one or more locations should it break down. So just kind of throwing that out there in case someone wants to take that on as a project. I think it might be interesting. That and messaging, getting the messaging side of APRS, really, I'll talk about that tomorrow too. Bear along. As Randy said, 1745, he expects to have the doors open. Just FYI, the first Sunday of February is Super Bowl, and therefore Barra will be postponing its February meeting by 1 week. February meeting of Barra will be on the second Sunday this coming. So also to keep Jim, K2FJ, the trustee, prayers. Anything else people want to add?
W2J,
good. Good, Don?
You know what, I came in, it starts at 2 o'clock on Thursday, they want to seek. Also, back to net, 73.
Gosh, I just wished I had my my old Arc 5 rocking. God knows when that was built. That would have been hysterical to run. Well, I never much ran the transmitter. Only used to use that with a transverter for 2 meters. That sounds great. And thank you for the reminder about the VHF contest. Saturday, 2 p.m. till Sunday at 11. That's good to know. Kind of wondering what happened to the VHF contest tonight. I kept forgetting for like a month here to look up. I've been that busy with work. It's been kind of crazy. I'm going to make a point of canceling our 5:30 tomorrow in favor of proof things such as at Fairlawn when you open up, Randy. I think that sounds like a delightful idea. Well, we'll be a little later. I got to get Nancy out of her cardiac rehab. But we'll be there around 6-ish. Alrighty. Anybody else?
UA to ISE.
Bob, good evening.
Okay, kind of check in. I just wanted to comment that I noticed a fair amount of activity on the mesh by way of the tunnel through the entrance.
And Great South Bay and Babylon, they're going to be active for Winter Field Day. So maybe you guys, you know, want to get on the bands and, you know, make a whole bunch of contacts. And incidentally, I am hoping to make it out there March 6th if I can get a ride, because I believe you guys are having an auction then. So, but Winter Field Day is also this weekend. I just wanted to mention that. KD2 CBV.
Okay, very good, Todd. Thank you very much. And also to you, Bob, thank you for your comment. Yeah, there's quite a bit on there. In fact, mentioned earlier, I got to get my tunnel connection back up and running. I've been changing names of things and dismembered things to make that the papal visit work, and never put that gateway back up. So now I've been putting up Ubiquiti nodes in their place, but they come up with different, get the tunnel piece working. I'm almost at the point where there'll be a permanent place on my rack for a phone. Heaven forbid, Randy, Shaq. It actually won't move or get crushed or get moved. Anyway, anybody else have anything? Mr. Don.
Park 5 receiver, I have.
Jeez, so it's got a buzzy category. It wasn't a chirpus, it was a buzz. Yeah. I can remember when my CW note sounded like that because of Aurora. That was kind of that back and forth. Alrighty. Anybody else? All right, now Aurora is not a former girlfriend. It's actually a propagation mode. Thought I'd make that clear. My wife is looking at me like, oh, yeah, yeah. 7-3, everybody. Thank you for... But compact net is very good. And we'll talk more. I think we're going to have lots of things to talk about in the ensuing week. All good. And Randy, I'll bring that file to you. My laptop with that is already packed for tomorrow. And you can always pull the SD card out of the car, out of the rig here car, get that squared away. And actually I want to redo some of the memory layouts I have, but I have quite a number of things already programmed in, so I have quite a bit of stuff to enjoy. right out of the barrel. There are lots and lots of repeaters entered. Want to move them around to even have simplex frequencies. Still an analog pose. Alrighty. Anybody else? Alright, well, we'll see everybody at the Fairlawn Club tomorrow night, and we'll see people at Barricade Night on Tuesday. I want to thank everybody. Wish everybody a safe time. Watch out for the black ice as the snow melts and freezes at night. Keep K2FJ Jim in your prayers. He's on the mend. Forward to working you in the days. A2BAR, W2T, training repeater to normal amateur radio.
Gordon, thanks for a good net, as usual. And I would like to give everybody a 146. That's 73 from me and 73 from Hanley, my guide dog. And so that equals 146, according to my fourth grade math teacher. As a matter of fact, she insisted on it. So 146 from KV2, CBV, East Village, New York City.
That's funny. 73, W2, TTT.